Yay Networks.
Hello and welcome to the Evil Lawyer's Guide to Life, now known as Trust Me, I'm a Lawyer, hashtag Trust Me, I'm a Lawyer. The website remains the same, www.evillawyersguidetolife.com. You can email us there. We are also on TikTok, still underscore not underscore Peter underscore Steele on TikTok. We have been banned from Twitter again. Thank you, Mr. Musk, for being the plant that we all worried you might be. Facebook. We are not on Facebook anymore. We have amassed as many as 6 million followers at one time on Facebook, and the last time they deleted us, we were down to 2.2 million. We are no longer on Facebook. We will not be going back on Facebook. We are exploring Rumble and some other things, but the TikTok page is doing so well. So if you're not on the TikTok page, still underscore not underscore Peter underscore Steele, then you are missing out. Go over and check out our TikTok page. And we have a backup TikTok, Evil Lawyers, but haven't been banned lately, so we're not using the backup because we don't talk politics on TikTok very much. We talk law. We avoid topics like vaccines and elections on TikTok because that will get you banned quicker than anything. Oddly enough, that's why we're not on Facebook. What are we going to talk about today? Why is everybody crazy? Why has everyone lost their minds? What is the problem? And the problem is cognitive dissonance. You're like, cognitive what? Cognitive dissonance, not dissidence. That's a different kind of cognitive thing. Cognitive dissonance is when your mind is forced to hold two competing diametrically opposed concepts at one time. It creates an intense amount of psychological stress. And as we know, psychological stress drives physical stress. Psychological stress stresses the body. Psychological stress can make you sick. Ask anybody who has PTSD or CPTSD or any of the other spectrums of disorders caused by long-term extreme stress. Cognitive dissonance is a kind of internal stress, like I said, when the mind is forced for some reason or another, be it competing beliefs or propaganda, which we're going to talk about later on in the show, the things that you're all missing that are propaganda. You want to know what you're missing. You want to be able to identify propaganda. Listen to the rest of the show because we're going to dig into it. We're going to dig into it fairly deeply. But when you're forced to hold competing beliefs in your mind as though they are true, that creates cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like that, if you're not a sociopath, it's that uncomfortable feeling you get when you know you're lying, but turned up to 11 in some cases. So let's just go over a brief list of lies that people are expected to believe in this modern world. There are not two genders. There are not two sexes. Men can get pregnant. Women can be men. Food will kill you. This food will kill you this week. That food will kill you next week. And 3 years ago, the thing we're telling you healthy right now, we told you it would kill you. Drugs don't kill you. There are 59 genders. The is deadly. The shot is not. 1,100 athletes always drop dead every year. Sudden unexplained death is not new. It's not my truth. That's not your truth. There is only the truth. This creates cognitive dissonance. And cognitive dissonance on these levels, these basic levels of your most basic being. What's the first thing little kids learn? That little boys and little girls are different. What are we teaching them now? That little boys and little girls are all the same and they can change their minds as young as 4 and decide to be something else. Do you want to be a little boy? Yeah, it's okay. No, it doesn't matter that you're really a little girl. Do you want to be a bunny rabbit or a trash can? Oh, that's fine too. I mean, because who are we to tell somebody what they can be? And that's where we're going to dig into propaganda in a minute, because we are absolutely telling people what they can be. And what we are telling people is against nature, against God, against what people have been believing for centuries because in all of us there is a kernel of truth. Underneath all of the accreted levels of propaganda and brainwashing and so-called learning and teaching and everything else that people are subjected to, beginning with Sesame Street and ending whenever they exit whatever college they exit or grad school they exit, and picking up again every time they turn on any kind of news, any kind of music, any kind of anything. Underneath all of that, buried deep beneath all of that, is truth. We come equipped with certain basic truths, and those are the ones being most subject to attack now. Are you a boy? Or are you a girl? Are you even a human? Do you even exist? We're equipped with certain basic rules. The Bible talks about how that there are no excuses for not knowing that there is a God, that all you have to do is look around. I mean, yeah, there's a lot more to it than that, but you can't see the beauty in nature. You can't know that all things lead to entropy and that every creation has a creator from a basic level when you're born, and then have that beat out of you at every turn and eventually give in because you decide to identify. Remember, we're going to talk about how propaganda works, so keep listening. Because you decide I'm going to identify with group A or group B or group C because that's where my friends are, or that's where my family is, or because I hate everybody, and so I want to be a member of the group that's against all of my friends and my family. You can't decide all of a sudden that I'm going to accept all these lies that they pour into my mind and my soul and my eyes and my ears and my body every single day from every single source and still not have that truth fighting to be recognized within you. You can't. And it leads to a tremendous amount of psychiatric stress. And that is one of the reasons why people have lost their damn minds. Have you dealt with anybody lately and noticed that everyone is on a hair trigger? Have you noticed, you know, turn on the news, turn on the propaganda machine, turn on the propaganda box hanging on your wall. And notice the anger and the absolute disregard for any kind of humanity whatsoever, even the feel-good pieces have to have an agenda. You know, so-and-so found a little sick kitten, nursed that little sick kitten back to health because racism. Every single thing has a kick to it, and that kick is right in the truth. It hits you right in the truth. So, and you know what? After a while, it reminds me of I keep talking about the Bible because, well, it just comes up. It reminds me of all the times in the Bible when people's hearts were hardened. And even if they knew the truth, even if that little kernel of truth left beating in their soul was allowed to surface now and again, they would crush it down. They would put it down. They would follow the propaganda of this world. And the head propagandists of this world, pitchforks, lakes of fire. The head boss of all of this, but, you know, this is not necessarily a show about religion, so I'm going to kind of veer off here back to what I was talking about. These lies cannot be contained in the same minds that contain on some level basic truths. And we all come equipped on some level with those basic truths. They have to be beaten out of us. They have to be taught out of us. And I use teaching as a word in quotes. They have to be taught out of us. But are we really being taught? Are we really being taught? One of the biggest things that led to, remember this. Remember the parents at the school board hearings once the pandemic was on and they were doing the school at home and the parents were seeing what their kids were being taught, and they lost it. They showed up at school board meetings. They were enraged, and the government labeled them domestic terrorists. Do you remember that? How many parents are on no-fly list now because of that school board, those school board meetings? Anybody? I know of at least five. You never hear about that in the propaganda box, do you? You don't hear about that anymore because the news cycle flips so fast, and that's another tool of the propagandists. The news cycle flips so fast that by the time you have a chance to digest what happened, you're hearing about how Britney Spears lost her mind in a restaurant last night. Because, you know, I turn on the news in the morning so that I can do these shows and also so I know what the weather is going to be because it's just, I don't know, it's more entertaining than just looking it up on my government tracking, my phone. But it's gotten to the point where they have taken over, and when we go into the last 15 minutes of the show, we're going to discuss the different theories and means of propaganda, and you're going to recognize so many of them, it's going to freak you out, because I know when I started doing research for this, that's exactly what it did to me. I was like, oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, that one too. That one too. So we have this system set up, which is causing all of us to be crazy. And the funny thing about people who are completely untethered, people who are completely unmoored, people who are a little crazy, is that they're easily manipulated. They're easily manipulated into becoming cannon fodder for revolutions, and they're easily manipulated into a lot of other things. They're easily controlled. And that is what it's all about. Every single square inch of the agenda that's going on globally right now and has been going on in some fashion or another for the past many decades is aimed at total control of the population and nothing less. The main problem, you know, listen to my shows. Is the main problem the fact that the globalists want to depopulate the planet by 80% or 90%, depending on which one of them you're listening to? Bill Gates, by the way, Andrew Tate still didn't kill himself. Or is it complete and total control? Well, part of having complete and total control is that you can depopulate at will. And we've seen this happen in Canada right now. First-hand report of the fact that if you break a hip in Canada, it'll take you 6 months to get to anywhere close to having the surgery that you have to have, and probably another 3 to 9 months after that to actually get in front of a doctor. And if your health declines during that time, which if you break that hip when most people do it when they're really old, you'll be offered an easier way out. And, you know, the easier way out is you get euthanized. We're seeing, I talked to a good friend of mine who's in a government function, and he's like, can you believe the speed at which Australia and Canada went full bore communist, full blown authoritarian? And I was like, yeah, it took 2 election cycles in Australia, and it took 1 in Canada. And, you know, if you look back at 2020 and 2022, you can see that we're entirely on the same path, entirely on the same path. And it all comes down to the fact that they're keeping everybody so confused that nobody can see the forest for the trees. And yeah, I've got, you know, it's Western cedar season or Eastern. What kind of cedar is it? My producer's shaking her head. Do you know? Anyway, whatever the funk is that's in the air right now in Texas. So if I, you know, sound like I'm sick, the people who listen to this show just to email me and tell me how much they hate me, keep listening. But no, you can't send me that email and be like, you finally got it. You finally got it, because I don't got it. It's just allergies. But, you know, if you pardon me for a second while I take a drink. They're keeping everybody wound up and half nuts and at red line all the time in order for the propaganda to sink in order for them to have more control. And this is having a counter effect. And the counter effect is that some people are opting out entirely. Some people are saying, I'm going to dig up my real truth, the truth. Because truth is an absolute. And in a world where the last many decades, but especially the last 10 years, absolutes have been decried as being everything from racist to, you know, leading to genocide. The problem with absolutes, if you're one of those people who doesn't like them, is that they are, in fact, absolute. And a lot of people have determined that they're going to support the truth that they know within their souls is true, that they're going to support the absolutes because they're absolute. I mean, and if you don't believe that absolutes are absolute, sorry for sounding like Dr. Seuss, look at history. I know history has largely been removed from the curricula of schools, and when you can get history, it's washed. It's been laundered by Google. It's been manipulated by Fox. It's been manipulated by CNN. It's been manipulated by MSNBC. It's been manipulated to the point that it's no longer history. But if you can get any real history, you know, pick up a Bible. Pick up a Bible. Even if you're not a believer, pick up a Bible. Even if you don't believe it's the inspired word of God, pick up a Bible. If you can't find a real history book, you've got one right there. And look at history. Look at what people have, how people have gained authoritarian control over massive groups of people. It doesn't take tremendous revolutions. What it takes is a persistent fringe that over time grows to basically encapsulate and dismember the norm. It takes a persistent fringe to make the lies more believed than the truth in reality. I mean, I only have to mention, the MSNBC reporter standing in front of a burning building telling us that the protests are mostly peaceful. You know, don't believe your own lying eyes and your own lying ears. Don't believe the feelings deep within your heart. Believe what we're telling you, because we're saying it loud, because that celebrity believes it, because your favorite football player believes it, because your idols believe it. Therefore, you should believe it. And your idols all of a sudden becomes like your gods. Happens to Christians too. It doesn't just happen to people who are in that lost, don't really have that anchor to God. It happens to everybody. And the reason it happens to everybody is because the master of this world, the ruler of this world, understands our psychology. He understands our psychology. He's been here since before we were created. He understands how we think, and he knows how to manipulate us. He is the master of lies. But whether you believe in him or not, you got to believe in the fact that you have been lied to so many times about so many things. I mean, the basic attack on whether or not you're male or female should give people pause. It's not a live and let live thing. But that's the way, you know, you have to drill down if you're trying to rip apart an entire society one by one. You know, the initial attack was on the family. Now the attack is on the individual. You drill down to the most basic truths and you attack them. You know, if you don't believe there can be 59 genders, if you don't believe somebody could choose what they are, who they are, whether or not, you know, they're a cat or a human or then you are the problem and you are filled with hate. And that's another tactic of propaganda. So I'm going to quit teasing it. We're going to go through some propaganda techniques. And if this starts to sound a little bit like a college lecture, it's still going to blow your freaking mind. It's funny, the poster that popped up when I first searched propaganda was Comrade Lenin Cleanses the Earth of Filth. Attacking one's opponent as opposed to attacking their arguments. Tireless repetition of an idea. This is the old saw that, you know, a lie told 1,000 times becomes a truth. And this, if you listen to, we've run clips of it before. You'll have 9 different media outlets and you play them back to back and it's obvious that they're all reading from the same script. Agenda setting, the ability of a news media to influence the importance placed on topics in the public agenda. If a news item is covered frequently and prominently, the audience, that's you, will regard that issue as more important. What agenda are we being hit with right now? It's the trans men, women, genderless agenda, the attack on the very foundation of humanity. It's beyond the attack on family. The attack on family, that one's over. You know why? They won. You have no-fault divorces everywhere. You had abortion that took 58 million people. They kind of lost that one recently, unless you live in certain states. Go back to my show where we discussed the fact that in California, it's illegal to investigate the death of a child who's less than 7 days old. Appeals to fear build support by instilling anxieties and panic in the general population. Do I have to talk about COVID? I mean, do I even have to mention it? Do I have to mention, that we were, as soon as COVID was over, we had monkeypox. And as soon as monkeypox didn't take off, then we had like 15 new forms of COVID. That, it was leaked that Boston University had made an 80% fatal COVID. I mean, why was that even leaked? I mean, we talked about it because, of course, we talked about the fact that Boston University was doing gain-of-function trials. But why was that leaked? And there's bandwagon and inevitable victory, which is, join our crowd. We will win no matter what, And you got to look at inflation a little bit. You got to look at a little bit of monetary theory and monetary policy to see that this works. They tell us that there is inflation, and then everybody raises their prices. Some of them because they're worried about their costs going up. Some of them because they're like, oh, everybody's raising their prices and everyone believes there's inflation, and therefore I can get away with it. Look at the pharma bonuses right now. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. Beautiful people. Famous people and attractive, happy people who follow or appear to follow a certain ideology. This was the one that really stuck me. I mean, and I've gotten to the point that in spite of the fact that I have an entertainment law practice and I deal with celebrities on a daily basis, I have a difficult time with these folks. And you know what? I may never get a client again, but I don't think any of them listen to this show because, well, not the ones that hire me, because the ones that do listen to the show are like, oh, you're one of them, and they want a different lawyer. Celebrities are famous because they're professional liars. Actors are famous because they're professional liars. Actresses are famous. They're professional liars. They get up and pretend. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Everybody loves a clown. But until you get it jammed firmly in your mind that these people are only different from you and I because they are famous, and they are famous because they can fake it in front of a camera whenever it's necessary, can you understand why they should not be role models and why you shouldn't care what they do and should not use that as a means to design your own life? Big lies, not little baby lies, big lies, big lie generalizations. Everybody who hadn't gotten the shot is causing everyone else to die. Big lies. It's going to be a cold winter of death, the meat puppet in chief said. Demonizing the enemy. Anybody who disagrees is demonized, and this is where our cancel culture comes from. Demonizing of, it's not enough. It's not enough that you take away someone's voice. It's not enough that you take away their job. It's not enough that you take away their family. It's not enough that you take away their home. Until you reduce them to absolutely nothing, it's not enough that you kill them. Until you reduce them to absolutely nothing, until they have been firmly and positively removed and everything they ever did, good or bad, good has been erased, the bad has been celebrated. That is where that culture comes from. There's a lot more to propaganda than the few things that, you know, that I've said. I mean, there's half-truths. I mean, if you want to light a stick, then you put a little truth in it. But what you need to remember is I want you to pay attention when you turn on the propaganda box, when you look at the news. I don't care what news you look at. You know, people are like, well, what about Fox? Well, Fox is allowed and controlled dissent. It's produced by the same, it's the same media as all the rest of the media. It's owned by the same media companies as all the rest of the media companies are. Fox is a cousin, kissing cousin to CNN and MSNBC. Google is the absolute worst. You try to search anything on Google, you get met with 3 pages, 4 pages, 5 pages of pure propaganda, not even what you're looking for. Alternative search engines are not much better, but they're a little bit better. And, you know, I've said this before and people laugh about it. You got a couple of old books on the shelf. You might find better information in that than you're going to find on the internet, given the fact that everything is controlled by a few companies who are all in bed with the globalist propagandists. We have been conditioned. Conditioning is another use of propaganda. We have been conditioned to trust the science, believe the experts, without ever having the idea to analyze the experts and analyze the science. Somewhere inside every one of you is the truth, not your truth, not their truth, the truth. You got to start there and build out. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next week. Hashtag trust me, I'm a lawyer. www.evalawyersguide.com. Send me your emails. I do read them. Still_not_Peter_Steele over on TikTok. New stuff coming. Thanks a lot.